Mrs. Johnson at the bathing beach. Now, Joseph, don't you cook up any of those monkey times you was doing yesterday, or you can't go in the water again this week. Eggie, don't pull your cap down like that, Eggie. And remember, Eggie, you hold on to the rope. If you let go of the rope 1 minute, you got to come in. Dickinyani, don't you pull in Eggie's feet from under her the way you was doing yesterday, or you can't go in the water again this week. How do I see it, eh? First door, do I say men a business? Oh, good morning, Mrs. Larson. Yes, it's a lovely day. Yes, as we say, it's a lovely day. Children, you can go and play. But you remember the minute Mama calls you, come in. I stay here with you, Mrs. Larson, so I can look at the children. Oh, I should say that drives me nearly crazy. You see, there are so many ways for them to be killed. Yeah, they have sacked so many times. Dickie, don't you do that one time more? Don't you shame it, that great big homely young one. You stay on the land where Mama can looking on you. Say, here comes Miss Kate. That's the third bathing suit she's got on this week. They say she brought the trunks with nothing else but bathing suits in. Of course, she never goes in the water, so she don't get them wet. Oh, I don't know. I don't think she are so pretty. There are something about that woman I don't like. And she's so awful to talk. She's running around just exactly like a millwheel. Oh, yeah, she's got a good figure. But anybody can have that. You can see that plain. Johnny, what did Mama tell you when you went up into the water? Shame on you. Are you going to do that long time more? Say, here comes Mrs. Youngquist. Would you think that a woman with a figure like that would go in the water with it? My, isn't she awfully thin? Oh, I could say she's thin. Or she could be a nice enough woman. Let's hear it and nothing on there for sure. But she has got the first hidden. I can't let my aliens play with them at all. And what you think she had the nerve to say? What you think she said that I should send my wonderful darling to the reform school? Think of me there. Joseph! Oh, is that my son Joseph jumping off to man's school? Isn't it Joseph? Oh, I don't dare to look. Has he come up yet? It isn't Joseph. Is it one of Mrs. Youngquist's children? Well, I wouldn't care if they got good and drowned. Do you see Yami out there anywhere? Yami! Can you see Yami out there anywhere? You know I wanted my children to wear little Norwegian flags in their hair so I could tell them apart from the water, but they won't do it. Where is Yami? Eddie, look at Mama talking to you. Where is Yami? Gone to the rap? Hasn't Mama told him every single day that he shouldn't go to the rap? I know he didn't go, but his brother did. Dickie, are you going to come in now? You hear Mama calling you? You don't need to hide behind that shirt because Mama can see you just as good to make the dog wasn't there. Eddie, Yami, you hear Mama calling you? Are you going to come in or do you want to send me to send Papa out after you? Don't you shame yourself, great big homely young one. Have your mother running around the big thick patchy like a shame woman? You always have that owner. He's done this, Emmanuel. He had a very pleasant morning, didn't he?